Oakland A's baseball is here. Put away your coats and get those kids out of the house after a long winter. Enjoy a day of sun, fun, and 50th anniversary festivities with the Oakland A's. From free giveaways to the excitement of opening day to our famous food trucks, now is the time to get summer started. So grab your phone, pop in athletics.com/tickets, and build memories that will last a lifetime. Opening day is here. Check out athletics.com/tickets today.
Tech CU, bank happily ever after. Federally insured by NCUA.
Opening Star 101 baseball started.
It is brought to you by Wheelworks. Accident on the Richmond San Rafael Bridge. That's 580 westbound at the west end. Bay Bridge, two lanes are blocked right now on westbound 80 at Treasure Island. And an accident in Concord on 680 south up Fort Geary Road. Hurry into Wheelworks for their bonus savings day event. Thursday through Sunday only. You can save up to $100 on any purchase of $500 or more.
Since I want you to weigh yourself, and then when we're finished, when WrestleMania is all said and done, we're going to get you back on the scale.
Yeah, no, it's going to be 10 pounds minimum.
So that's going to be our home, Barcadia, New Orleans, on Saturday, our huge busted open party. But that's not all. We're also going to be doing our WrestleMania pre-show on Sunday from 1 to 3 Central Time, and again, 2 to 4 Eastern Time right here on Sirius XM Rush. Two very special hosts that we're going to announce next week going to be doing that show with me, and then our post show right after WrestleMania. Doug Mortman, our former co-host and co-creator, is going to be doing the bridge, and then it's going to be Tommy Dreamer and myself for our WrestleMania post show at Barcadia after WrestleMania. So we got a lot of big plans, and of course we want the Busted Open Nation to be part of it. You are invited to all three shows at Barcadia, and on the Saturday show we're going to be giving away special VIP packages that we're going to get you involved with, of course, starting next week. So a lot going on for WrestleMania in New Orleans, Mark.
Man, this is the best time of the year. I mean, WrestleMania, just a few weeks away, and all the fans, listen, guys and girls, bring your titles. If you bring a title to the Barcadia, I'm signing every title that I can see.
All right, I like that. See, you're a man of the people, Mark. You're fan-friendly, as they say. There's no other wrestler that I know that's more fan-friendly than Mark Henry.
Oh, stop it, Dad. Tell me some more. Keep it up. Come on.
Well, speaking of WrestleMania, Mark, the news broke a little early from NewJersey.com and the New York Post, but I think they wanted to wait and make the announcement today, but the WWE had no choice but to let the cat out of the bag. But WrestleMania 35 will be right in their flagship home of New York and New Jersey. So MetLife Stadium will have WrestleMania 35.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm shocked to hear that. I'm really shocked. I was thinking that, you know, a new arena, Las Vegas, Los Angeles.
Yep, new stadiums everywhere.
And, man, new stadiums popping up, and we're going to MetLife, which I really enjoyed MetLife. It was close to home as far as, you know, our place in Harlem. But you know what? You got to roll with the punches.
And I think it's going to be something special, but here's one thing that I have
to roll with
it. I'm a Jersey guy. So the fact that WrestleMania is going to be in my backyard 10 minutes from the palatial La Greca estate makes me very happy, Mark. But here's something that doesn't make me happy. And I don't mean to be, you know, a complainer here, but when it comes to every other thing that's happening, Hall of Fame, Raw, SmackDown Live. That's all going to happen at Barclays in Brooklyn. So you're saying, okay, you're going to be in Jersey and you're going to be in Brooklyn. But the problem that I have with this announcement, Mark, is that there isn't going to be anything at Madison Square Garden. The last time that they had WrestleMania in New Jersey, they had the Hall of Fame ceremony at Madison Square Garden. Backlund got in. Bruno got in. It was very, very special. Mick Foley got in. And listen, you always hear this, especially from the WWE. It's the world's greatest arena. It's the flagship home of the WWF / WWE. You know, it's the mecca of pro wrestling. Well, Mark, how can it be the mecca of pro wrestling when you're going to have WrestleMania here and nothing's going to be at Madison Square Garden?
Well, we got to look at the calendar because, you know, Madison Square Garden is also one of the busiest arenas in the world, for that matter. So maybe there's something going on and we couldn't get that time.
But there hasn't been a pay-per-view since 2011 at a Garden. There hasn't been a Raw or SmackDown since 2009. It seems like, especially when it comes to the WWE, you know, the home and their flagship being Madison Square Garden may be transferring to Barclays in Brooklyn.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, I love Madison Square Garden. I have so many unbelievable stories about Madison Square Garden. I remember being so nervous in the Garden that stepping through the ropes, I tripped.
Really?
Oh, man. It was so embarrassing. And I didn't hit the ground, but one hand hit the ground. And I got up, and the people in the front row, get out of the ring, you're so green. Like, I mean, you know, the smartest crowd in the history of crowds. And, I mean, it was brutal. But you know what? It is what it is, man. I enjoyed that time. I learned so much at the Garden. And everybody that I know that competed in the Garden, they always rose to the occasion. Even if it was a live event, you treated it like a pay-per-view.
Yeah. There's always a special mystique about Madison Square Garden. I'm just afraid, Mark, that they may be getting away from that. Because even when you go to Madison Square Garden, you walk those hallways, they have a little memoriam when it has, you know, Rowdy Roddy Piper's boots from the first WrestleMania, the t-shirt and trunks from Hogan's first WrestleMania appearance. They have the program of the first ever WrestleMania. I mean, that's a defining moment for the WWF, WWE. That first WrestleMania was happened at Madison Square Garden. You know, Bruno and you know, all the titles, the title reigns, all the consecutive sellouts. You know, Bob Backlund, Hogan beating the Iron Sheik at Madison Square Garden. There's so much mystique to the Garden, and I'm sure like every wrestler, even if it's a live event, when they step into the circle at Madison Square Garden, it's something so special to them. I just have a feeling that mystique is about to leave that building.
Well, I hope not, because that is home. I mean, you feel like Madison Square Garden is where you aspire to be. You want to perform on the greatest stage of them all. And people say, man, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Hard work.
Yep.
Well, in the wrestling business, Madison Square Garden is Carnegie Hall for you.
And we had AJ Styles on, you know, on our show last week. And I remember speaking to AJ Styles, and the first time he ever went to the Garden, he kneeled down to Madison Square Garden. Wanted to, you know, I'm sure for him, you know, all those years wrestling outside of the WWE, growing up watching all those cards at the Garden, and finally getting that opportunity to wrestle there, you know, was something that was extremely special to him, you know?
Oh, most definitely. And it's not just him. It's everybody. Everybody humbles themselves to the fact that, man, I remember hearing Zack Ryder in the locker room the first time that he came to the Garden. And he was like, man, I just can't believe that I'm here. And somebody said, what are you talking about? He was like, man, like, my family used to come here and watch before I was born. And now my dad is out there in the crowd, and he started to well up.
Wow.
He's like, my dad is out there. He's going to get to see me. And I was like, golly, you know, it was an emotional moment, and it didn't have nothing to do with me, you know. So I mean, it's everybody has their stories, and the reason for loving Madison Square Garden. Mine was when I first came to the company. I got to go to a live event at the Garden, And, you know, normally people are happy-go-lucky. Hey, Mark, what's going on, man? I'm glad you're going to start wrestling. But when we were at the Garden, everybody had the game face on. Nobody was talking. It was just like, we're going to go out here and blow the roof off this place. And I was just like, wow, there's a different thing when you go to the Garden.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the greatest matches to me was that match between Jimmy Snuka and Don Morocco. And there's always the famous story that our own Bully Ray was in the crowd that night. Tommy Dreamer was in the crowd that night. And Mick Foley was in the crowd that night. You know, when you're talking about legends, you know, when there were children in the crowd to be able to watch that match and have that influence that they, hey, saw that now this is what they wanted to do for a living. Who knows if it wasn't for Madison Square Garden, if we would ever seen those legends in the WWE.
Yeah, I mean, you get, it's very so often, very few times that you have a moment where, an iconic moment where you develop and say, you know what, this is what I want to do in my life.
First wave. We are in the middle of it. This is going all weekend long, and I don't know. I think we're going to run out of songs. It's crazy. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it is an all straight A's weekend. Nothing but songs by bands and artists that start with A. Adam Ant, for example, perfect example. Suppose you'll be hearing some of his stuff this weekend. And now, The Alarm. Nothing but A's all weekend on First Wave.
Prom 2. soon as I was born, I knew I was due to do some damage. Came out the womb, doctors passed me around the room in panic. 4-pound dark purple, couldn't even breathe on my own. Shaking baby in an incubator, breathing machine for my lung. Doctor told my mom and pops they gon' have to keep me for a couple months. Papa regretting doing coke, mama probably those couple blunts. Little did they know it's nothing to be ashamed of, as long as we keep the unconditional love between us. I feel like the Mona Lisa. Hospital found out my pops had a lapse in his insurance. I learned just how people are quick to turn. The doctor came back and said we gon' release him. That's the same thing in my first deal the label head said. Same Mr. Judge after 365 days in jail cells. You probably think my moms and pops ain't raised me. Well, wait, please, I was hard-headed. The only person who can get through to me was maybe Jay-Z. They tried to give my autistic son medicine for ADHD. Same kid who can look at a piano and memorize all 88 keys. I learned everything I need to know at day one in the hospital. Vague on the doubt, you nigga, and you can't even pay no one to care about you, nigga.
As we proceed to give you what you need, y'all know what it is. We'd like to welcome you to another round of hip-hop in its purest form. On behalf of Heaven Studios and Works of Mark, we coming.
Coming.
1966, March 21st. Woo! And July 17, 61, March the birth. Woo! Birth of two phenoms. I'm talking about Chris Edward Martin and Keith Edward Elon. Okay. This is for the real gangstar fans, not the ones who call us B-Ron. One come from Massachusetts, the other from Texas. Had a dream to become the next shit. Filled up his whole truck, pump with records, and moved to New York. That's where Premier got linked with Guru the Lord. If ever duplicated, hell frozen, there was a blue moon before it. Fresh. And that shit birthed group home. Freddie Fox inspired shit like Jay-Z, Nas, Big. I'm just coming clean like the J.Rue song. Yo, TV Raps, Rock him in the back, Fat Five, Freddie in the hat, interviewing Chuck Rock, Pac in the cut with his boots from Juice on. Pac still killing to this day, still the one they trying to be. Y'all know I'm from Detroit, I'm digging in the crates, now I'm from the Diamond D. I ain't with the showbiz, I'm just AG, trying to sign me a Fat Joe deal and going baller. Every bitch I got OT is on call. That's OC, bitch, I confess that I finesse. I smile at death like Malcolm X, I'm solid, yes. In 99, I told myself if I could figure out how to bottle that, I'll be out of debt. Y'all niggas is novices, y'all can just move aside. I got that car, pedestrian confidence, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
I got that Uber drive. Y'all wanna know who the best is? Look around at who alive and who didn't die.
Damn, what?
Then look at me, Kendrick Lamar and Pusha T. Him in the slaughter, y'all don't have to look any farther for the rhymers. Y'all of the past, at the present time, I'm the future. Cause all my competition trying to be designers. I'm just tired of being underrated by these lazy bloggers. They just tired of rewinding. Y'all tired of me saying I'm the greatest.
Y'all tired?
Fuck y'all, I'm tired of rewinding. I survived Vietnam and my city laid me a grave. Green lace me, boom, boom, god damn. With Lady Erase. Since then, I've been on my Jamie and Ray. Nobody seeing me. She dush, I give a dick, she'll never forget. That's D&D. Green cup, green cup.
Back, but for now,
check. Come on back with me, this black history. Premieres on the wheels, yeah, we making black history.
I'll be back, but for now, check.
Come on back with me, this textbook, Big L and Pun on the real to real, that black history.
I made up my mind, went to sleep dead. That's in the past, I'm gonna wake up alive. We taking over the shit, this shit.
Green cup, green cup.
But for now, just
come on back with me, this black history.
Black history.
I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm the truth, homes. I'm that blue chrome coupe with the roof gone. That's two-tone. I'm that dude zone talking on two phones while my new hoes eat out my palm like one of my new phones. Like all night, I'm a product of group home. I'm a superstar like Lupe Fiasco to cool. Save your theatrics for fools. I'm an Alcatraz bastard spitting Alcatraz blasting pistols. None of them laughing gas. The niggas is gassing. To be the best, you gotta have the respect. I do the same to you than I do to the alphabet. I put the A, the B, the C, D, E, and the F in the back of an EMS before I go back to doing anything in rap for a GLS. I'm black with niggas like DMX. The bark is dark and hell is hot like a furnace is. When I was 16, caught the same clap pop taught me about when I was turning 6. I guess I just wasn't listening. Bet you still couldn't hold a candle to my burning dick. My wife whipped like a nightstick. Life lit like a burning wick. Stay sharper than an ice pick. You probably have to measure my clip by height and width. Try me Vic, I will just put the writing on the wall like fucking hieroglyphs. I'm in the street like Tyus Skip. I admit I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm the answer. Got angels floating around my niggas that's angry loking. Like Trigger the Gambler, Smooth the Hustler, nigga my language broken. My lyrics is written for like-minded individuals, age appropriate. The cage is open to all of you animal rappers. I got an old chick with vintage vagina who look just like Angela Bassett. I got a young cute chick who look just like Dave Loafin'. I take them both to the days and I wake up focused. Go to sleep with the face of roaches. Here with
the ends of focus, bugging on these niggas, and then I pray for roaches. I'm Dr. Oz and Dr. Bombay, Ryan's a popular hombre. For those of y'all who play ferocious, I am like Harambe. I take your wife and fiance, I take your life and your mom's egg. So I don't pull no muscle, flipping nobody off, I take advice from my arm phrase. I'm the incredible, I got the charred remains of the dead in my cellar spook. I got celery charred and romaine in my lettuce juice. Got two pistols, I let them loose, called Betty Boop and Petty Sue. I leave venom in every move, I'm reinvented. Head on the beach in Venice, from a chick from Finland who's finished. As soon as she's finished, I tell her you finished. Because I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear I'm one of the hardest niggas that's out here doing this shit right now. I swear.
Full of Texas, backbone project building with eight niggas talking. Babe shop in Japan, had a dream Jay Diller called me. I paid attention to the Fugees and I killed them softly. All white, feeling garly, I'm cloud stepping, don't bother. I take offense to disrespect over all lyrical. Triple threat, every move I'm making all pivotal. Far from biblical, I want threesomes, I need a chick or two. Polar bear stretched out in my living room, he from Alaska. No more masters, had me spitting with the kid's voice. Raspy, but I'm classy, knocking Andre and Big Boy. Outcast of my generation, I ain't never fit in. Now I'm blowing sour in clubs, I can never get in. In Tokyo, reminiscing on my cousin that overdosed. Seen a fiend so high, I thought he had caught the Holy Ghost. Catch a body in Harlem, lay low out in the Poconos. Watching Scarface, want to be Alejandro Sosa though.
Sometimes I feel like I'm stuck in the wrong fucking era.
Microphone check 1-2.
Like I'm a hostage cause I'm in the wrong goddamn era.
Microphone check 1-2.
You supposed to be the future of the world. You supposed to be the future of the world.
I drag individuals, bragging on residuals. Divide jiggaboos while they flag is indivisible. My state is digital. How these rappers the hottest? How you rappers decoders? My fireplace is the igloo. Ooh. What you say is the truth, then I salute ya. They lie, so I pop the Ruger and pop the noose. The extra extensive extent we've gone to send you in witness protection, exit with this throne. I can hit you niggas X, or I can get you niggas X, or I can get you niggas X, X, then she all.
Bitch, we not the same thing, me, I come from a different world. I flip you out your frame like Dwayne Wayne, then hit your girl.
Run up bareface, broad day, the fuck I'ma wrestle for. Leave your ass on heaven's staircase, touched at the chapel door. Fuck you, your national anthem, that shit don't concern me, cause this your country, I'm smoking Monte Cristo, disgusting Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. That's probably why white people stay connected, my people stay corrected, white people stay protected from the same thing that's enlightened, my people stay subjected. The USA got a race obsession, hatred, I hope you know that's why I race my possessions. I treat my Porsche like Oprah and my rape like Stepman.
Sometimes I feel like I'm stuck in the wrong fucking era.
I'm microphone check 1-2.
Like I'm a hostage cause I'm in the wrong goddamn era.
I'm microphone check 1-2.
You supposed to be the future of the world. You supposed to be the future of the world.
I'm here to make something perfectly clear. Competition fail hard, cause I got real bars, like Barbarian Jaw, looking like Malefar. Ball carrying while I'm chilling abroad, with a broad that's Bulgarian, with my dick in her jaws, giving her down under like living in Australia, with no feelings involved. So limit the sky of the unlimited fall. Feel like I'm living the life of the infamous raw criminal who's been spinning inside the mirror in the sky, suspended in time like the General Zod. Connoisseur of the finest colognes, call me the chemical lord. Pure artist, and it's for sure, dog.
You ain't gotta respect me, but you better not disrespect my motherfucking gun.
God of the semi-automatic, but your ass better not call me no semi-god. I'm sipping on Guinness while sitting in the synagogue, tall spending. Living large, and this to y'all niggas long-winded. I'm getting in my car, I'm skidding off, off. Convict around, bricks are raw. I keep the same down, chick around, different tours. I tore it down, shit before, now there should be more. Cause now your boy sounds just matured, and your shit for clowns, CP4. I don't know, Rihanna, Rita, or either or, it'd be an honor just to be a fly on either wall of these giant divas. Anytime you see the dogs, call the hyenas, we at war.
You ain't gotta respect me, but you better not disrespect my motherfucking gun.
Facts, I might air you with gas, dump your body out on Fairfax. Play the trap late on the air mat before rap. I had the 44 mag in the velour bag. Bag of bitches had a bigger rip back and forth. This ain't bad, man. I had to admit that shit bad for business. I like them bad as sin, you women frank get apprehended. It's clear as wind that I'd have mastered this pimping. Hopped out the albino vinyl, I don't buy no clothes or rhinestones. I'm too refined, I'm not common folk. Ferragamo roll, my skin rose gold. I was rocking Moto 7 years ago. You niggas slow, just dig the hole and don't be difficult. I keep the 40 coat for hopes to get me smoked.
You ain't gotta respect me, but you better not disrespect my motherfucking gun.
Ride out, ride
white. Hiram Bigums, giving out turkeys on Thanksgiving like Nino Witters. We even passing out TVs like Wendy Williams. All I know is that I'm the wild child. Y'all don't want no smoke with these bars. All y'all niggas know is y'all SoundCloud. Hypothetically say I'm pissed. I would definitely AR grip. I would definitely spray y'all quick. Y'all expecting me to hesitate to shoot this bitch. And y'all are definitely in the playoffs with J.R. Smith. I would definitely put my hand in your pocket, but not the way you want. I'll put your whole family in boxes like y'all already punched. Put the rap game on a crutch.
Blow the spot without warning.
You get no chance to back down.
Put the rap game on a crutch.
Blow the spot without warning.
You get no chance to back down.
I go bananas, too miraculous to react to mortal mammals. Cooking crack in my new velour pajamas. Getting back to my roots, rap where I store them hammers. Lord of grammar, my IQ, my actual border panel. My IP address is my dresser drawer. I ain't stressing less is war. I ain't session less is more. I ain't bet you'll die less of my iron's legend for regretting gore. Ghost whiter than the driven snow in the headed north. Looking like it's 4-7-4. Flows and metaphors. Bury skulls all over the globe like a stegosaurus. My rifle kick back when they get blazed in the sky. I'm a classic, I get dressed, playing a swimming knot. Gonna do some shit to get your wife kidnapped. Have you on Twitter, begging for your bitch back, like say Gemini. Why these niggas getting their hair dyed and their nails polished? I'm like Biggie and Pop trapped inside of Big L's body.
Times I create a knockout, shit go smooth. Battling me's like fighting no gorilla in a phone booth. I wreck mics and drop the fools.
I don't know. Prime 2 not grabbing me the way I thought it might. Both doing the same thing. Okay, yeah, no, you, okay. Okay.
Oh, man.
Caution, wet road. I mean, it's raining, you know, this the sign. I mean, thanks, but pretty apparent. looks bad up there. Not only am I going to not take the tunnel, I'm going to not take the normal back way. I'm going to take the back way to the back way. This Subaru, this STI here in front of me, is black with the big spoiler, the big kind of hollow spoiler. And the license plate is BAT0001, and the license plate frame has the Batman symbol on it. And I would just like to say, sir or madam, human person driving this car, your car does not look like the Batmobile. Not even a little bit. I didn't have time to stop this morning, so I just grabbed whatever was in the fridge, which was this Diet Red Bull that's been sitting in there for like a month or something. I think Diet Red Bull is not great. Not great. I wonder what Red Bull's market share looks like these days, if it's still like the dominant energy drink. I assume it's probably like the single largest of the brands, of the SKUs even, something like that, but I wonder if it is still like over 50% of total energy drink sales, or if all the other littler ones have added up to be more than half. Oh, gosh. Today at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, Sega will be hosting a panel to announce upcoming projects based on the beloved Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. The panel, titled Gotta Go Fast, the Official Sonic the Hedgehog Panel, will take place today. In this lane, or are you not in this lane? If you're in the lane, get in the fucking lane. Come on, not Batmobile. Don't fucking do me like this. Gotta go fast. The official Sonic. Let's fucking see if they've printed up the fucking pack schedules yet to see if I can change the name of our panel to that. Can I not turn here? Or is that what these cops are doing? Fuck. Yeah, this whole block here is taped off. I wonder what happened. Panelists include Sonic Team Head, Takashi Iizuka, Sonic Social Media Manager, Sonic Product Development Director, Sonic Mania Animation Director, TV Animation Production Coordinator. The team will discuss the future of the franchise and some exciting new projects and collaborations. We got an exciting new project. It's called We're Done. Wrapping it up on Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm just going to go straight, actually. I'm just going to go straight. Okay, well, I don't really know where I am. The American Legion is here. Apparently I'm on Beach Blanket Babylon Boulevard, which, exists, I guess. That's what that sign said. This is, okay, all right, yeah, and there's some kind of building or museum or something here where these signs say Beach Blanket Babylon. I don't... I don't know. Oh, I have to turn right here. This is not the direction... Oh, man. So if I have to turn right on Stockton Street, can I not go... I can't go straight? I guess not. That doesn't look like a one-way street, but I... Mm. Ugh. Now I'm behind this truck from 1-800-TOILETS. Was servicing these porta potties set up outside this Irish bar. Right, yeah, St. Patrick's Day's coming, I guess. This place purports to be called Doggy Day Spa, but they've spelled spa S-P-A-W. Actually, it's not even S-P-A-W. It's S-P, a picture of a paw, W. Spapawa. Doggy Day Spapawa. This light lasts for like fucking 4 seconds. It's enough for like 1.5 cars to get through. Fuck. This. Shit. Apparently I'm near a clock of some kind. this gigantic fucking toilet truck in front of me is not going to gracefully make it through this light next time it changes, so I probably have to wait for a whole nother cycle after this one. Traffic on the street we're turning on to sucks. Okay, light's green. Go, toilet truck. Come on, toilet truck. Let's fucking hit it. Are we going to make it? Oh, toilet truck. Oh, toilet truck. Oh, we're going. Oh, no. This is an interesting turn of events. I seem to be... I don't know. These people are walking, so... I'm behind them in the crosswalk, so this is... I mean, I'm not supposed to be here, clearly. But we are here. This is, I made a move. Was it a legal move? I mean, let's not... I'm not really into labels. Okay. Oh, all right. If I just busted the illegal left here on Broadway, I would be back on track with the normal route. But there's no left turns here. And, like, 20 cops at less than half a block away, so... I just watched a garbage can fall over on the street. Sweatshirt. That's what I get. Oh, and a cat. That's how it goes. Left on Clay. This guy. I appreciate you waiting until the sign changed to don't walk to start walking. That's good stuff. You've been standing there for a while. License plate on this BMW says Burbles. B-E-R-B-L-E-S. Burbles? I don't know. Oh, this UPS truck has got its lights on, as if to say, oh no, but it is in fact moving. That's almost even worse. Now officially back on course.
Okay.
All right, I made it. Today is going to be a busy Friday. Hopefully we get everything in that we have planned. That'd be nice. We'll see how it goes. Have a good day. I'll see you later.